USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. As part of a ceasefire agreement brokered by Qatar, a four-day truce in the Israel-Hamas conflict began in Gaza on Friday. Qatar reported the release of 24 hostages, including 13 Israeli citizens, 10 Thai citizens, and one Filipino citizen. In reciprocation, Israel released 33 Palestinian prisoners later in the day, while the truce also facilitates increased shipments of fuel and supplies into Gaza, aiming to address the humanitarian needs of the 2.3 million Palestinians affected by the weeks-long Israeli bombardment. The U.S. military stood up to multiple attacks in the Middle East. Dave Collins has the details.
The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. Reuters reported both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties.
Several House Democrats are coming after Elon Musk.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. Following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people, several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising from X. I'm John Schaefer.
Ohio's newly passed constitutional amendments regarding abortion and reproductive rights, set to take effect on December 7th, are now facing uncertainties as existing lawsuits on abortion-related matters continue through the courts. The amendment securing an individual's right to make reproductive decisions was supported by a 57% majority in a recent vote. This marks the seventh consecutive victory for supporters of abortion access in statewide votes since the Supreme Court overturned constitutional protections. This is USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A man who officials believed was a top assassin for El Chapo has been arrested in Mexico. Nestor Perez Salas was arrested by national security forces, and authorities are now looking to extradite him to the United States. Salas was also allegedly head of security for four of El Chapo's sons. President Biden has praised the arrest as a result of bravery and cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico. The cost of eggs might be on the rise soon due to a confirmed case of bird flu in a flock of 1.35 million chickens in Ohio's Union County. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered the slaughter of all affected birds to contain the highly contagious virus. While the bird flu outbreak from 2022 has been less severe than in previous years, it has still led to the culling of 8.1 million birds this year, with 5.8 million culled in November alone, affecting several large egg farms in Iowa, Minnesota, and now Ohio. The widespread culling aims to control the virus's spread, particularly among wild birds. Google Maps is introducing a revamped color scheme, with roadways now appearing in shades of gray instead of white and yellow. Parks and grassy areas are a slightly brighter green, while water is now a more turquoise blue. Despite mixed opinions about the new aesthetic, Google Maps has enhanced features including additional information on electric vehicle charging stations and improved search capabilities. Retailers anticipate a quieter season at the cash registers this holiday. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry mentioned the company is ready for a customer base that is highly focused on finding deals. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.